Next, you'll see on slide, the next slide, we have community profiles. These tactics are for implementation to include community profiles of our students, faculty, and staff that will live out the mission of CSU. Our students, faculty, and staff are being nominated currently by the campus community to identify those that live out the mission. In your packet, you have a nomination form if you too would like to nominate someone in this room, yourself, a student, that lives out the mission every day for CSU. A diverse selection committee has been selected to select 12 of the faculty, staff, and students that live out these missions and core values, and we will share these profiles publicly via web pages and also on the campus community via posters. So on the slide here, you see some mock creative. They are for placement only. These are stories are not real. The faculty are real, the students are real, but the names are not. Also on the next slide, you'll see a number of events that we'll be having here on campus from now through November that would allow us to really just generate the community, get them engaged, get them excited, build morale about the campus, the visit, and also the mission-driven purpose that we're all here for. And at these events, we will share a number of different giveaways, one being a t-shirt. And the t-shirt will say on the front, "We live it." The back will have the definition of live, which is to represent, to practice. And it is short and sweet, but it is something that we believe that students, faculty, and staff would not mind wearing. Hopefully you won't mind wearing when you're out at the grocery store or on campus. When we see you here on campus, a street team from HLC's marketing subcommittee will be out asking questions to the community. Tell us what two of our values are. Tell us about our mission. If we see that people are getting the answers correct, we will give a small incentive. Those incentives have not been identified yet. That's just one way to really get the students geared up and engaged, and also the community. The next slide, you'll see some other items that we will have available for faculty, staff, as well as just around campus, banners to continue to encourage the We Live It campaign to remind students why we're here. But also, if you haven't been to the Student Union Building, we do currently have banners up that showcase all of the core values. There's a banner for each core value in the rotunda, and so it makes it easy when the evaluation team is here in November and they ask a student or a staff member, "Tell us about your mission or your core values." They should easily be able to respond unconsciously because they've been seeing this every day. With that, we will have a small media plan that we've been working on and developing to share the profiles of the students, faculty, and staff, to share accreditation updates via newsletters, but also you'll see that the frequency of the plan overlaps to keep the awareness consistent within the community, and we expect to have a good outcome in November. Any questions?
It's great. I gave Vice President Henderson a lot of feedback when she was in my office talking about it, so.
Great.
I'll reserve my thoughts. Z? Okay.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Looks great. Thank you.
Appreciate the work.
Oh, yeah.
No problem. Thank you.
This is it's good for us to get the word out.
Fantastic.
Are these the posters down here?
Yes, they are down here.
Can someone just show them to the board real quick?
Yes. Just these are larger mock-ups of the pages in your packets.
And I do hope that we would be able to tell the story of a faculty member that is doing some innovative research, so which is why we selected a faculty member under innovation. So some of the stories we've been getting in so far, we have about 21 nominations just within 1 week, and we're going to hope to get more. But we think we have some really good stories, and we're going to share them around the community via local papers, but also primarily just with us. We ourselves don't really know what is going on within academia, within administration, all the great things and service that we do. Civil Service is here today to represent, and they do service every day. That's one value of CSU. And so we should have a story about that.
So for the record, my feedback with Chicago State University needs to be much larger on everything.
Yes.
So I don't want anybody saying who lives it. It needs to be very apparent. So
right.
That was my overarching theme. You would never see Just Do It without that big Nike swoosh.
Right.
So, you know, we've got a brand the same way, but it's wonderful mock-ups. Right. Great work. Great work. Thank you.
Yeah, I like the theme.
Thank you.
So as you can see, this is a major campaign for internal marketing. So So often we market just outside and forget about the fact that we need to educate ourselves and market ourselves inside.
Absolutely, and we have a group of faculty, staff, and students who serve on the marketing committee. They meet monthly, but they meet as needed if we have new campaigns coming out, and we really value their input, and they're very engaged. In addition to that, we are working, we have a subcommittee under the HLC steering committee, and so we are working with the co-chairs of the HLC committee as well as the provost and the entire team to ensure that the campaign that we are developing is representing the entire university. Okay, and then finally, I have some students here today. They are not going to present to us, but we are ending the school year, and we've had students serve as, of course, student trustees, student government. You heard from our students who went to Washington, D.C. We also have students who have received honors this year, particularly many received them at the provost's or the university's 55th annual honors ceremony. So from a student affairs perspective, with our student government leaders and our TRIO students, I've asked them to come and introduce themselves, share with us their majors, and share what their service and honor has been for this year.
That'd be great. Thank you.
They're on the back row, students.
Good afternoon. Okay, my name is Jasmine Branch. I am currently in nursing school here at Chicago State University, and I am a TRIO's honors student. So I've been a
Hello, everyone. My name is Brittany Fitzgerald. I'm a junior. I've been a speaker of the Senate, and I'll be coming in the fall for vice president. My major is accounting and, no, excuse me, I just changed it. It's marketing and management. And my service here has been a speaker of the Senate, and I hope to see you all here as a vice president. I hope to make hopefully a lot of changes on campus as far as student involvement. So I hope to be working with you all here in the fall, and hopefully you see me soon. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Roderica Ballard. I'm the president of Student Government Association, and I'm also a member of the TRIO program here at Chicago State University. I am a senior. I'll be graduating in December. My major is Family and Consumer Sciences in the College of Education with Dr. Gist. and my service to the community and to Chicago State University has been through student government. I'm also a resident assistant here on campus as well.
Good evening. My name is Nakaja Mitchell. I am a senior here at Chicago State University. I will also be graduating in December. My position on SGA was a senator, which I love the most. My major is international marketing, and my services here to the university community has been well, and that's basically it.
Hello again, everyone. My name is Ebony Blair. I am the current Illinois Board of Higher Education representative for the Student Government Association. I am also a TRIO honors, as well as I was honored at the honors convocation as well. My service here on this campus has been numerous. I work in the bursar department with these lovely ladies, and of course, Mr. Meeks. On the Student Government Association, I served as the ABHE representative on numerous occasions on behalf of students, not just at Chicago State University, but of the public sector on non-academic affairs that's affecting students via Illinois students, and we actually extended it worldwide. I actually, like I was talking to VP Henderson, I got the opportunity to do the spring 2013 White House internship, which that's still underway, because I don't know, due to my medical condition, I don't know if I'm going to do it. But this summer in June, I have the pleasure of doing the Thurgood Marshall Teacher Quality and Retention Program in Texas, at Texas Southern University, and I will be teaching at Key West Middle School this summer. And my major is Liberal Studies and Elementary Education, again, with Dingus.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Ashton Valentine. I am a history secondary education major, minor geography. I am the current vice president of Student Government Association, as well as a TRIO member. I used to work in the library, so I benefited from the work study. I also benefit from various of organizations, which would be Status, which would be one of them, Students Today, Alumni Tomorrow, United for Success, and various of other organizations, Allure. I worked with Student Government, been in SGA for about 3 years now. Plan on graduating within the next 3 semesters, and I love Chicago State. So thank you.
So I just wanted to recognize some of our students for their scholarly work, for the community work, and for the service that they provide at Chicago State University. And that concludes my report.
Let me just say on behalf of the Board of Trustees to the students, it's never lost on us why we exist as a board and why everybody at this university exists here at the pinnacle of that, and we appreciate the work. So I would love the opportunity to work for all of you one day, and it just we just get completely proud to see when you stand up to the microphone and when you walk across the stage. So I want to make sure that that's known, that the board fully supports that. You'll always be at the pinnacle of what we do.
Thank you, and I do want to note that for the first time ever, our student government sponsored Employee Appreciation Day. So they actually served lunch, and they had giveaways, and they just really showed that they appreciated not only employees, but they had another day where they showed their appreciation for students. And so we wanted to show them that we appreciate them as well. We appreciate them every day, and we support them.
And we appreciate you, Vice President Henderson.
Thank you. Thank you.
If we left that out.
Thank you.
That concludes the business portion of this meeting. I will allow this opportunity for public and employee